Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
New season, who dis?
It's Pig Royalty and we're back!
And the barn bitch is back! The barn, when she said that...
The barn bitch is back.
I screamed.
Y'all...
I think Michelle Belair is going to give drag queen lines this season.
Yeah. This is Reality Gaze.
Oh.
We're back with season two of Pig Royalty. I am Poodle.
I am Maddie, a.k.a. Matt Marr, and that's
Jonathan Silverstein
from that NBC show
Silverman.
That's
Jonathan Silverman
and Jake Anthony. Y'all, we're Reality Gays. When you listened before, were we Reality Gays or were we 90 Day
Gays? I don't remember.
Might have been before we were sued by Discovery, but
if that's new to you, go back.
If that's new to you, go back. We are the Reality Gays now, and we are covering probably our favorite
the
show,
the Marvel. The chest-tightening ride that is Pig Royalty.
Y'all, especially, I can't even wait to talk. We've watched the first two episodes. I can't wait to talk about season two. I was holding my breath.
Episode two.
I was holding my breath.
I don't want to get ahead of myself.
Oh, Jesus.
This may be favorite show about livestock competitions.
Mine too.
Okay.
Mine too.
No, I've been on the record,
as much
as on the record I can be, that this was my favorite show of 2021.
Yes.
Of all the reality shows I watched.
Same, for mine as well. And every person that I've recommended this to...
Has loved it.
Yeah. So it's kind of hard to say you didn't say someone's trashy. You're right, the girls, but remember, it was right after we interviewed them, right after the tornado...
Yeah.
I think, didn't we interview them like the day after that tornado happened?
Like, or 2 days after.
Because like
they postponed, I think they postponed a day.
Yeah.
And because, like, y'all, we were...
I can't believe they did that.
The tornado that happens in, is it this scene? This episode?
It's at the end of this episode, yeah.
Yeah. That we interviewed them, it had just happened.
After I saw the damage, I'm like... I can't believe y'all were on our fucking little shit show. I would have been like, I've got to reschedule podcast people, but they came on.
They were in really good spirits, too.
They were. Anyway, that's here or for later there. Michelle's like, you attacked me the whole season.
That's true.
That's true, because...
You gave us so much material.
You gave us so much material to work with. And so... Jody says, which is true, she said, Michelle, I don't say anything I wouldn't say to your face. And Michelle's just walking away.
She's refusing to say she called them trashy. And Michelle goes to her car and she says, don't run over my dog. This is a very mother poodle thing to do.
Oh, yes.
Whenever I leave the house, mother's like, don't run over my dogs. So she says, I didn't call her trashy. And then at one point she goes, I don't remember calling her trashy.
She's driving away. I don't remember. And then she says, no matter what, we're going to see each other again.
So it's the San Antonio Stock Show.
It is.
You guys, the big one. There's the swine office. There's the sheep and goat office. And Michelle Bolero and Nugget.
The Super Bowl of pig shows.
The Super Bowl of pig shows.
Josh calls this. The Super Bowl pick
and
shows.
The rules at San Antonio are different because you have two judges. If the first judge gives you the go ahead, then you are, then you're in. But this first judge doesn't give you the, you're not in the top tier. You go to the second judge and he says, okay, you're good.
Okay, you're good.
He's like the, there's the 10:30 grinder hookup who's like, no, I'm not coming that night. He'll send you over to the 12:30 grinder hookup and he's like, yeah, okay, great.
See, I was going to say, or like the one top at an orgy. Y'all, yeah, there's always only one top at a gay
orgy.
That's
the truth.
It's just a bunch of bottoms just
sometimes,
in there.
Sometimes there will be, but the second one's not cute.
Sometimes there's two guys that are friends that come together as two tops, and the one ends up experimenting that night.
Yeah, that's the first, that's the first time I've ever done this.
Yeah, oh no, I'm such a bro.
All of a sudden, your legs are in the air.
If you came here for just a big talk, you're going to get more.
A lot of gay sex stories.
A lot of gay sex stories. So anyway, so yes, so it's different. Now, and Jody says, she's Jody's talking to Kanan, and she says, there's like $100,000 that they can win at this show. It's a big deal, y'all. She's like, so show your ass off.
And it is the biggest deal. So, y'all, Kanan.
I'm sorry. Yes, Kanan. You're right.
Kanan is nervous. He's like, the weight of my family is on my back. Unfortunately, his pig takes a big dump right before, like a huge turd just comes out of the pig's pucker.
As Kimmy says, the most important 30 seconds and our dog gets the, or our pig gets the shit.
Like,
the whole time, just shitting the whole
time. On camera, and they're like, yep, he hadn't seen it either.
Yeah.
And we are helpless as we watch this pig pinch out a Mars bar.
Just pinching some pinching some pumpernickel loaves out, just like a bread factory.
And we see Cannon
I
not
love
see it.
Pumpernickel bread.
And the pig's just got a shit trail down itself, just wagging its pigtail, happy as anything.
Happy
as a pig and shit, really.
A pig and shit, really. It shits the pen.
Yes, he
instead
shits
the
pen.
Yeah, it shits the pen. Now, y'all, Nugget shows, and y'all remember Nugget.
But I just say, both the judges, he messes up.
He
gets a goose egg.
Now, Nugget shows, y'all. Now, remember, Nugget, so...
Nugget is the Bolero's... They're,
Teresa
is like a cousin of Roy.
Roy, that is Michelle's husband.
Yes.
So
they are blood.
Teresa had a glow up.
Boy, someone fixed their hair. Someone got their teeth fixed, but we're getting there.
She looks great though.
She looks much better than she did last
and season. So Nugget goes in the show, and Nugget he gets sent to. The second one.
The second judge. Yeah.
The second judge. And so he's going, but Nugget doesn't know when he goes to the second judge, there's two judges.
It's another judge you have to.
But Michelle didn't tell him that.
I think she tried, but she was saying it in such a way.
It was very confusing the way she told the rule. And so, y'all, he was looking at the wrong judge the whole time.
And Teresa says, well, Michelle forgot to explain that to him.
She said, here they, y'all, because if you haven't watched season one, again, stop now and go back and watch. But the Bolero, Michelle and the Bolero, the three-headed hydra of the Bolero sisters, they don't really espouse criticism in a constructive way. It's more...
That's a fair way to put it.
It's pretty much they just...
They yell and berate people.
They berate Nugget. And so for them to this be this mess up, and Teresa's right, Michelle just kind of goes... Oh, well, I guess I forgot
about that.
I guess it's a lesson for us.
And y'all, Nugget is crying and he says, next year I want to win.
Beautiful, just like silent, beautiful atonement tears.
Yes. No,
just
no, like, don't compare
like
anything
Keira
to
Knightley
atonement
when she
tears.
Cries. Like Keira Knightley, she's just on a train full of pigs heading for her death.
Obviously, you've never watched any Keira Knightley movies besides Atonement because she cries in different ways in every film.
Oh, Jesus. Whoa. Wow. Someone has opinions on Keira Knightley.
Yes, I do have opinions on Keira Knightley.
Met Keira Knightley.
I'd be very excited. I'd be more excited to meet other people. Like, I'd be very, very excited to meet Julianne Moore.
Oh, yeah.
Or
you would freak out over Rachel Weisz.
I'd lose my shit over Rachel Weisz. Yeah. Probably, I would have fanned Toni Collette more than you did. when you met them. Ellen Burstyn, I'd probably lose a little bit of shit over.
You know, this list is going to be too long.
It will be.
It's going to be. It's just going to.
A whole podcast is female actors I would hyperventilate over. Yes.
Or AKA the cast of Salt Wives.
The cast of Salt Wives.
That's what Jake's show. Jake's show he wants to make.
I'm toying with the idea that either during one live show, I just have a spec script reading. But the second half is just one thing on my spec script of Salt Wives.
Maybe make that your own show. I don't need to be there for that.
I've heard people have come at me and asked me that. I swear to God.
Start a Facebook group. That's great.
No.
Okay, so y'all,
I'm just giving the fans what they want.
We end with a disappointed nugget, and then
4 months later.
That's where we see 4 months later. So we're going to start this. We're going to kind of, it's feel like some episodes we're not going to do this, but this episode we're kind of going to talk about the Boleros first.
And the Reen show
picks. It kind of makes more sense. So let's talk about, since it opens with Nugget and this beautiful.
I wrote this too. This very cinematic flashback, complete with harpsichord.
There's a harpsichord playing, and it's
mournful, if you will.
It is mournful, and he's out there. This is what Nugget does. He acts like he's walking a pig when he doesn't have it.
He's walking an imaginary pig, y'all. He misses his pig showing that much.
He misses it. He's walking around, and Teresa says, "Let's sit down," and she says, "Do you miss it, Nugget?" And he said, "Real bad, Mom. Real bad."
And we are told that when the last season ended, Michelle gave me a bill.
Gave her a bill. We find out later it's like $6,500, y'all, and which is a lot of money.
And I'm unclear about the fact, I guess they gave, one of the agreements was that Nugget would clean the barn.
Yep.
When I thought we saw him doing that, obviously he didn't do it to and do all the other chores, and they would coach him for free.
And they would coach him, not clean just his pig, but he and his mom would clean.
Right.
Yes. That was one of the agreements.
It does seem weird though that he's family, right?
This is like their cousin. Yeah. He's family.
Yeah.
You do these things for family, But whereas Michelle talks about, well, we saw the talent in him, and we knew there were scholarships for him, and we wanted to provide him with opportunities. But no, what we always kind of hoped for is that Nugget would leave on his own kind of volition. Because it was clear that he wasn't happy. No, y'all. They were forced out.
They locked the barn!
Until they pay the fee, they locked the fucking barn. And Nugget can't show and do what he loves to do.
It's terrible.
I was shocked by this.
He did say, Teresa says, "We're going to get you some real pigs." And Nugget does say, "I never had fun on their team." You had those three girls ridiculing him.
Yes.
And Michelle. Suck in. God, it's so hard to take care of you. Cool.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Now, so let's talk a little bit about Michelle. Y'all, they're in Helotes,
Texas.
Texas. And
she's looking at pictures of Nugget like he's dead.
She is. And the producer says, "What's going on?" She said, "Well, there's some stuff Michelle and I need to work out."
Teresa
and I need to work out. And then we can just work out the logistics.
You don't bite the hand that feeds you.
I love him dearly. I love him. But then she says, "Sometimes people have to hit rock bottom." And I went, this is not someone struggling with drug addiction, not with alcohol. I like that rock bottom is not being able to be on your pick team.
Right.
Wow.
Moving on to some Bolero stuff later on. We'll go back to the Reens.
Yeah.
Y'all, we're having dinner at a Mexican restaurant.
This looks so much like Casa Romo's in Ardmore.
Wow.
You know what?
Are they all the same?
No. You know what? I have to say, because we just went back like last month for my dad's service and all that, and even my boyfriend who was with me said, "These are the best shrimp fajitas I've ever had." They were very good.
Sure, they were very authentic.
They were. It is a Mexican family that runs Casa Romo's. Yeah. It's very good.
Casa Romo's.
Romo's. Like Tony.
I know.
I guess that maybe they like football.
That's Roma's. Tony Roma's.
Well, everybody calls it Casa Romo's. It might be called Casa Roma, but everybody says Casa Romos.
Great.
It's either that or El Tap.
El Tap?
El Tapatio.
Oh.
They've got good margaritas. There's, and ironically, the first El Tapatio is in the
like case. Like the sauce, Tapatio.
Yeah, but El Tapatio, El Tap, the first El Tap, they converted an old Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's the one that my grandma Hazel used to work at the Kentucky Fried Chicken, the one where she changed the coleslaw recipe.
Yes, yes.
Everybody loved it across the street from the house. Well, so that was El Tap, and that old, and so everybody would say, but then there was another El Tap, and everybody would say, which El Tap are you meeting me at? You say, the one that's the old KFC. But then the other El Tap converted the other Kentucky Fried Chicken to an El Tap. So now both El Taps are in converted KFC. So if and you say, meet me at the KFC El Tap,
you'd have no to say, I need a follow
say,
up.
You're going to have to say the one on Holiday Drive by the Burger King if you're going to be up by the interstate.
Sounds like it's like Highlander. There can only be only one.
There can only be only one tap.
I can see it. Well, that's not going to work. The other one's the converted Kentucky Fried Chicken. How are we going to be singular in the market?
Saddest part is now there's only one Kentucky Fried Chicken in Ardmore.
That's not sad.
Best it's chicken
a,
sandwich.
It is a chain that is national.
Yeah,
they're fine.
True. Oh, wait. You know what? There's two. Because
we have to move on.
They opened one with the new Taco
Bell.
I'm going
to talk over you.
Okay.
I let it go for way too long.
I'm sorry.
I should have stopped you.
I'm sorry.
So, y'all, we're having dinner at some place like Casa Romo's.
Yes.
And they are, that. I think it's Mackenzie who just says, you know what? I was just having my final the other day and like my Spanish final. And I was just thinking, remember that time where I won all of that? And like, and it's like, yeah, I got more money than you that year. And the girl's like, you didn't get more money than me. They're just as sweet to one another.
I just thought about that. That was a life-changing moment when I won more than you. Y'all, she's just bringing it up for no reason.
Oh, I love it. So anyway. So,
y'all, they're only going to have two people on their team. They had Nugget and Haley. Nugget's gone. So Haley, this girl, is the only person that's going to be on their
right.
team. And McCall, the young, who normally, y'all, McCall is pretty much silent. She normally is always picking pieces of hay off of her or yawning.
She's the one who has she does yawn a lot. I think she has a husband.
I think she does. But is she the oldest or the youngest?
Youngest.
She's the youngest.
Mackenzie's the oldest.
It's Mackenzie, Michaela, and McCall.
Yeah. I don't know who's I don't
McCall.
Know which one is Goneril and Reagan and in King the King Lear daughters.
Sure. I don't know why you would name McCall, because all I think is you named your child after a book of patterns.
Or McCall's magazine.
That's what I'm saying, the pattern book, McCall's.
Oh, I thought that was a women's magazine.
Yeah, maybe it's both.
I don't know.
I just remember looking through it when we'd go to the fabric store at Walmart, and I love looking through the pattern books.
We need to move on.
Okay, we need to
move
on.
It's uncomfortable.
Okay, so anyway, McCall, so Mackenzie is... Michaela said, you know, we're ready to move on. Yeah, so Michaela says, we're ready to move on because
we have lives.
Well, I mean, we have lives. What's a pig ribbon going to do in your life? What is a pig ribbon going to do in your life?
They have
we
a
have
point.
Jobs. We have jobs. We're doing stuff now.
And we sit and she's like, no, we just don't want to do it again. We just don't want to go in it.
And even Mackenzie's like, and that's when McCall yawns like, oh, I'm so over
the girls kind of turn on her.
They
at
do.
This point.
And Roy, y'all, here's the deal, is that Roy, we don't know how Roy is married to Michelle, because he is the saint.
He seems really normal.
He seems really, and Nugget even loved him. And so Roy says, they love the showing, but they just don't love the prep. Then Michelle says, but once they get in there, they just get that fight back, and they just love it. Poodle, what was Michaela's response to her mother at this dinner?
She said, you know, I'm going to have to think about it, and we'll get back to you.
What would your mother say if you said, Mom, I have to think about this? And she said it like
you know,
that.
I didn't think about it when I wanted to decide to have you. Didn't think about it twice. I knew I wanted you. Yeah, it was, but no, it was the way they said it. And she's like, we appreciate you want our input, and we're going to get back to you, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Just the most dismissive thing possible.
It's so...
I almost feel sorry for Michelle, the way her daughters treat her. In a bit.
You do feel sorry for Michelle, but no, because she created that.
No, I agree.
But it is... Because these children, well, they're adult. They're adult women.
They're
adults,
they
don't act like children at all to them at all. I think, so, y'all, we kind of get this, another Bolero scene. Kind of like, I think, yeah, y'all, we meet Michelle Bolero's mother.
Oh, yeah. Well, you skipped a scene with Jordan and her mom. They're also Team Bolero.
Oh, okay. Let's talk about Jordan and her mom.
Yeah, because we're going to. So, y'all, Jordan... and is leaving for college. Remember Jordan with the red hair, who
yes.
we loved?
We did love Jordan.
She's leaving her college, and I think this is her mom, Kim.
Kim, yes.
And she is, we're really gonna miss you, and she talks about the fact that they did not like having the fact that Michelle's, her big show that she did, the kids weren't getting the money.
Y'all,
it was going from her yes. right away.
The show didn't say this, but you see Michelle getting all the money for the show, and then you see her getting her eyes done.
Yes.
You see her getting her eyes done, and so what happened, Kim said she got sponsors for this.
Right.
And so the sponsors saw the show, and it just made her look bad, and she said she's getting backlash for it.
You know, we should take a commercial break because
this is a free feed show, y'all.
So we're going to come right back and talk about Michelle and her mother.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or is it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cool.
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
Y'all, we're back. Now, before we jump in, we put the first two episodes out on our free feed. And then after that, if you're listening on the free feed and you're like, I like this Pig Royalty, you can listen to us cover the rest of the episodes that drop. We'll drop weekly on our $5 Patreon tier or Supercast tier. Yeah. So they didn't go anywhere where we didn't forget to do them. That's just where they are. But you get the first two episodes. Enjoy now.
Enjoy. Speaking of joy.
Good job.
Joy Pepper at your service.
Joy Pepper.
I'm just a Christian woman.
Christian woman who loves
her grandchildren.
Loves my cheetah print, or as I call them, my pride. My pride. I love my pride. Y'all, Joy Pepper always has red nails.
Ugh.
Always has red nails.
Michelle, I hate to see the reputation you've worked so hard for.
Michelle's just looking at her with her mouth open.
She has always got her mouth open.
She always has her mouth open. She does. Always has her mouth open. And Joy says, you made a great reputation and you've worked too hard.
And I know that Nugget's going to be absent, and this is going to hurt you.
And Michelle says, well, all I ask is they walk their pigs and check the barn, you know. That's it. She's like, I don't. And then Michelle says very pat. She's like, I don't blame Nugget.
And at one point she goes,
Michelle, you have so much empathy. And I know this hurts you. But you know, can't bite the hand that feeds you. Really foreboding, y'all.
Really
chilling.
Foreboding. Because she's, y'all, because she talks about Michelle's job. These people have a job. Michelle's job, she's a hospice nurse, I believe.
She said she worked in hospice.
She works in hospice.
I was blown away.
I was too. Although,
wow.
I could see Michelle doing that because Michelle, I will say Michelle Bolero, she is bitchy as all get out. But she'll jump in there and take care of those pigs and grab anything and y'all. When you're in hospice, you're doing it all. So
she's probably not even bothered by shit.
No, she's not. And so, as her mother says, this is what where I'm from. Maybe people say this too when something happens and they don't want to comment on it, but they want to say either that someone's gonna get it in the end. Joy says, it's just unfortunate.
Yes,
y'all. If Aunt Peggy says something's unfortunate, someone's gonna go missing.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the end. Michelle, and so it kind of just, I mean.
Nugget is, and her mom, he's going off to school.
Yes.
And they still don't have a relationship with another pig to get him. And she said.
And they live next door to the Bolero.
That's right.
She lives next door to them.
And so, y'all, Teresa goes to Kim, Jordan's mom, and says, tells them about the invoice and the bill, and y'all, everyone is starting to talk about the way Michelle was on the show.
Yes.
And all of the former, like, teammates are, they're all starting to pile up on the Boleros. And
which is, we should say, this is a little bit inside baseball, but we heard about this on, y'all, if you want to go back, I don't know, it was like a year ago, but Kate Casey did a wonderful interview with Eric, the guy who created the show. It's him and I believe his wife. She interviewed them. Michelle, the Boleros thought this show was just going to be a show about them and pig life. And then Eric talked about as they were making this show, they realized this is a Hatfield and McCoy story.
Right.
So think about this. What aired? I'm surprised Michelle Bolero and them still did this.
Me too.
I am shocked that they still did this season. After the not the light they were shown in, but the truth that was shown about them.
I have a feeling they probably signed up for two seasons.
That's probably what happened.
They filmed it right after. They started filming right. They didn't tell anybody that, you guys, but they definitely started filming season two right after they filmed season one. Probably because of COVID.
Probably.
Yeah.
So that's interesting to me. But anyway, so you're like you said though, Kim, everybody's seen what's happened. And Kim said, why would Nugget wants to do this? He's gonna do this. We're gonna give him a place to go.
Helped him get a pig, yeah. So Michelle Bolero is saying, you know, we've always had a target on our back. We love helping people.
Want so much.
They're gonna get new pigs, y'all.
What I learned is people can be really ugly. And so this is done so fucking well.
We
see a trailer, this leopard trailer pulling up at 10:30 at night, and you don't know. Michelle said, we've talked through a lot of things. We just don't know, and they're still waiting at 11:15. And I'm thinking, are they getting rid of pigs? What's happening?
In my tinfoil hat brain, I'm like, they're buying a robotic pig.
I didn't know. We hadn't seen Tyler. Is a meetup happening?
In the cover of night, y'all, they're buying a cyborg pig that's going to win everything.
You have to stop watching sci-fi late at night before you take sleeping medicine.
I think everyone's a robot.
You think everyone's a robot. I was still, though, like, what is happening? And then...
Yep, yep. Oink, oink, I am going to win.
And then you see, y'all, they're unloading pigs into the brain. She said, yep, we're getting more pigs, and I don't care what people have to say. It's about the kids.
It's about the kids.
And it's about the kids. And spray this shit on walls.
Shit sprayed all over the walls.
All right, let's talk about
let's
the reins.
Let's talk about the reins.
Not as much happened with them this episode, but still worth talking about. Okay.
Jody is kind of like figuring out, she's tracking shows to figure out where they can all, how they can all fit them. And they've, y'all, they've started breeding their pigs.
But pig semen is worth a lot of money.
Pig semen, they're going to get all their pigs inseminated.
They do.
I must say, I've had someone offer to inseminate my pig.
You have been called a pig. This is true.
So seeing...
You don't have a lower back tube tattoo with not for nothing. That says right here, boys, with a Z.
Stick it in.
Stick it in.
Yeah. Semen goes here.
Semen goes here. Wow.
With the arrow.
This is where we're going to get a bad Apple Podcast review.
Wow.
But Cammy talks about... We find out later, but Cammy is really kind of in charge of
That's
a lot of this.
That's the older daughter.
The older daughter. There's Cammy, Keeley,
and Cannon.
Yes, just like y'all, these families, they stick with they stick with the letter and they keep going. That's what they do. So
I will say that's not just a thing in Texas. That is a thing in South Carolina.
They do that in Oklahoma too. Yeah. And so they do the thing. Jody later on. Jody, I love it. Okay. Did your mother ever do highlights for you or anything like that to your hair?
No, I couldn't. I wasn't that gay.
Really, not even a gay, like all the boys where I'm from, like when highlighting hair was a big deal.
No, my mother considered it very trashy.
Really? Oh.
Would never let us get it.
So that's all that, because this brought
my... My mother said that is, that's redneck to do that.
Well, that's something I feel like so many of, I did that, my mother, and I just thought, mom's just going
to... I would have liked to have done it, but my mother said, nope, not as long as you're my...
Well,
no,
I just love it. I have memories of doing it like in our living room or in a dining room in our little high top chair and thought, what a cool memory that this is happening in the middle of a barn. It's just like, anyway, I love that moment. So he's perming his hair because that's what all kids
She's
do now.
She's perming his hair because all day, he's like, you either have a perm or you have a mullet.
It's every one of my friend's kids has perms hair.
Really?
Right now. Oh, you haven't seen? Oh, yes. And maybe it was just an Oklahoma thing, but
I remember
almost all have
it
permed
being,
hair. Permed hair and mullets. It's huge right now.
There was a thing that where people would, permed hair for men was a thing about 10 or 12 years ago as well.
Oh, yes. I used to. Oh, yes.
Did you ever get a perm?
Oh, yes. I would get...
You had a perm?
Just in the back of my hair, because I had my hair... and so I didn't like a long, stringy mullet look. I wanted soft, bouncy curls, so she just curled
soft,
the back of my...
bouncy curls.
Yeah, she just curled the back of the bottom of my little mullet. Well, I didn't have a mullet. A mullet's where it's like short on the sides. I never had that.
Thank you. I know what a mullet is.
I just had a normal haircut, but it was just a little long in the back. Not really long. I didn't want to have a rat tail or anything. I thought that was gross.
You had taste.
But Nina over at Maintainer, she would just curl it up for me. And I remember the smell of the perming solution. I love the way it smelled. Oh, you just felt so fresh when you walked out of Maintainer.
Where's the timer?
Okay. I'm going.
Why don't we keep turning it off?
Well, because we had to stop so many times for us getting excited over things. Anyway, I love this. And I love that. I love that Cannon's dad, Josh, is just like, you know what? Wish I could have permed my hair.
I know.
My hair looked like shit. Because
they were worried about what he would say.
Yes, they were worried about what he would say.
The next thing they're talking about is they have two, Cammy and Tyler. It's the first time we see Tyler.
Yeah.
I got to say, he'll listen to this probably because he does listen to us. Tyler looks good with that beard. Into him.
You can't, please don't hit on our guests if they come on our show. I mean, y'all, spoiler, it has been confirmed that Tyler and the Reens want to come back on for an interview again, so we will be talking to them. We're going to reach out to Boleros and see. I don't think Michaela's going to say much to us.
Maybe Nugget, his mom, would come on.
Oh, I'd love to talk to Nugget. I kind of don't want Nugget to talk to us because I don't want Nugget to listen to this show because he's too pure for us.
I agree. Nugget, I don't think Cannon should be listening to the show either.
No, he shouldn't. He shouldn't. Yeah. He's too good of a child.
We've said we made way too many sex jokes. Now,
way too many.
The older ring girls are probably going to listen.
Oh, they're DP. They're dick pigs just like us.
Yeah.
So anyway, y'all, where was I? Oh, So the next is really
they've got new kids, Alicia and Cash.
Oh yes, Alicia and Cash, and there's also there's Karis.
She's not new though.
She's not new, but it's going to come up. But we barely saw her.
We did not see her a lot.
Barely saw her in season one. So they're training the new kids. They're getting ready. And that's really kind of it. They're just kind of showing all the new team.
It's Brandon, the kid with the Tykes.
Yes, Mandy and her wife, yeah. Her girlfriend. Did they get married?
I think that's his wife.
We haven't seen her yet. So, so y'all, then really kind of the next thing with the Reens is we just see the storm, y'all. Again, this was...
Tornadoes and hail.
And I don't think people realize, like, think about hail. This is true. It's very rare, but we will have... I'm surprised if they were having cantaloupe-sized hail... I'm surprised
this had to be
like an F4 tornado. This had to be a huge tornado. Because you normally don't get that with like F3. I can't think of it. I've seen it. I've seen it with... Well, we never had cantaloupe. We have had softball-size hail. Have you ever been in a house with softball-size hail?
I don't know what hail is, but I know what hail is.
Yes, but with softball-size hail?
No.
It sounds... It does.
Softball size hail. You're staring at me like that.
Yeah, I said it right. The way we say it. what are you going to say? Hail like a
softball
Yankee.
Softball sized hail.
Y'all, it sounds like the world is coming down.
I would imagine.
It is one of the freakiest things you've ever heard in your life. And I remember thinking, it only happened like once when I was a kid. It sounds like your roof's going to cave in.
Oh, I'm sure.
And the fact that then they're showing... I could see that there are holes in their ceiling where it just came down through the ceiling.
Yeah, their house was destroyed, you guys.
Totally destroyed.
Like a car.
Thank God their barn was okay, though.
And at one point, Cannon was talking, saying, yeah, the barn, because it had been constructed out of really expensive material.
Yeah, and it had a metal roof.
Right. And at one point, Josh is saying, they're hiding in the bathtub, you guys, which is what you do.
What you do.
And Josh, Cannon asked Josh, Dad, are we going to die? He's like, I don't know, son. This is all real. And I will say, you guys, you know, with a lot of reality TV, you think things are kind of manufactured. When we talked to them, this stuff was so fresh and real.
It was so fresh.
So this was all what happened.
It was.
Yeah.
I loved them before, but the fact that they did that with us after... That was just so right. Sweet, and it's just it. What is sad too is that y'all, I guess a lot of people think hail couldn't destroy a house. No, hail will totally, as we it'll fuck with your electricity, the air conditioning. It will totally devastate a home. Yeah. And sad.
And hail will too.
That's what I said. That's what I said. Sorry, Poodle doesn't know how to pronounce things, y'all. That's the show. That's the show, everybody. Pig royalty.
Hail.
It's
hail.
So good.
I can't even say it. It's like...
I wish a softball-sized hail would come right now and knock you out. That's what I need. Can it come through your roof, everybody?
No, these houses are built better.
Yeah, uh-huh. You're just on the bottom floor.
I am.
Y'all, if you enjoyed this... Pardon me. If you enjoyed this show... And you want to listen to the rest of Pig Royalty, you better subscribe on our Patreon or Supercast at the $5 tier. That's where all these shows are going to be. We're going to give you one more for free, but we're not going to give you the whole pig.
No.
We're not. Also, if you want to go see us live, we will be going. We haven't announced dates yet, but we will be announcing Texas dates soon.
Yes.
We won't be super close to San Antonio,
Texas dates. Yeah, I think we're only right now in Dallas.
Austin, that's not really close. Well, yeah. Austin's not too far from San Antonio.
Yeah.
But anyway, y'all, we haven't announced those dates yet, but we will be going there. Also,
this is all tentative, but we are planning to go to Texas.
Highly, if you're like new to this show and you say, oh my God, I need to know everything about Pig Royalty. Again, watch season one. Go back, Google Kate Casey and Pig Royalty. Listen to that interview.
It's a great
interview with Eric. And because I don't know if anybody else is even covering this show. They
I don't
should
know.
Be.
This show to me is where it's at.
It's where
this
you're
is
at,
my
y'all.
Favorite kind of stuff.
If you want to come see us live on the East Coast, we've got dates in Atlanta and Nashville. Go to realitygaze.com or in our Instagram, go to our Linktree link. Anything else, Poodle?
Boston, Philly, and DC too.
Yes, yes, yes. I don't remember how we ended
Atlanta
the show.
Sold
do
out.
You remember how we
I
ended
the show? I do not know.
I think
so.
It's, I think that's how we did. We said, this is Reality Gaze, and we will sue you later.
I love it.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.